House, please come to order. Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
25 members present.
So with 25 members present, we do have a quorum to conduct business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Newman be excused from a call of the House today.
Leading the invocation today is Rabbi Dov Gartenberg of the Congregation Sukkot Shalom. Well, members, please rise.
Thank you again for the invitation to offer you an invocation. As I did in the last 2 days ago, I'll offer you a prayer based on the weekly portion, the section of Jewish scriptures that is read this coming Saturday in the Jewish communities and Jewish communities around the world. I offer this particular teaching with the deepest respect for the religious beliefs of all Alaskans. In the book of Exodus 13:17, we are told, "Now when Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although it was near. For God said, the people may have a change of heart when they see war and return to Egypt. So God led the people round about by way of the wilderness of the Sea of Reeds." The greatest Jewish philosopher, Moses Maimonides, observed that this verse bears out an insight about human nature. It is impossible to transform a person in one fell swoop. Change in human affairs is gradual. Politics, which ideally is a task to bring about positive change, is a gradual process. In the brilliant movie Lincoln, the beleaguered president lobbies an impatient congressman to restrain his advocacy in order to achieve a less than ideal good. Lincoln tells him, "While the compass points true north, there may be swamps or other obstacles if you head that way." The longer roundabout road had to be taken in the pursuit of the ideal. The daring of the interpretation by Maimonides is the suggestion that even God had to learn this lesson and curb his impatience. Thus, incremental steps toward the good are what we aim for. May everyone engaged in the legislative process be blessed with patience and understanding to know the best steps forward. May your business today be informed by wisdom, understanding, and purpose.
Representative Thompson, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that that prayer be spread across our journal.
Hearing no objection, the prayer is spread across the journal. Will the clerk please certify the journal for the previous legislative day?
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 8th and 9th legislative days.
Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal of the previous days be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
Hearing no objection, the journal stands approved. Other guests for introduction. Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's my pleasure today to introduce a couple of guests. First, I'd like to start with our Sergeant of Arms. Michaela Bradner has been with us. She's no stranger. She is somewhat of a world traveler. She just returned from a 5-month journey to South America and Mexico, and she hopes to go to Southeast Asia this coming fall. And as has come somewhat of a tradition, each individual legislator will introduce the page from their district. The representative from the Valley is not here, so at the same time, I'd like to introduce Esther Milkey. Esther, would you step forward, please? And would you help me welcome some of our new pages as guests?
Representative Johnson.
So at this time, would like to introduce the Speaker, Rules Chairman, Finance Co-Chair, both Finance Co-Chairs of my household, My wife, Nancy, is here with the Chamber of Commerce today, so would you please help welcome her?
Representative Lynn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's my pleasure this morning to introduce Robert Irvine. He's Assistant Sergeant-at-Arms, a longtime resident of South Anchorage, my constituent, of course, and a graduate of the esteemed UAA. When he's not busy keeping us in order here, some kind of order at least, in the Capitol building, he leads dependents of military personnel on outdoor adventuring trips that include rafting and kayaking and climbing and camping as a high adventure guide for the Department of Defense. And if you want to hear about the time he smelled a brown bear from 5 feet away while camping with 20 kids, or the time he an 11-year-old kid walked into his campsite hugging a pink salmon, you need to ask him. So with that, I'd like to welcome him. In his spare time, Robert also likes all kinds of adventuring, but his favorite is climbing and I think trying to keep us in line. That's another adventure.
Representative Keller.
This isn't really poaching. It's just kind of an addendum. I can't help but add. Esther Melke is in Representative Newman's district. But I just want to tell you that one of the things she said was that the Alaska legislature is the best in the union, and she's looking forward to serving us this year. She's become a friend, and I respect her. And welcome her again, if you would.
Representative Guttenberg.
Here. I'd like to introduce a page, Joshua Verhagen, right here, joining us. Born and raised in the heart of Alaska, in Inanna. Grew up loving snow machining, snowboarding, hiking, and running in the midnight sun. Those are among his favorite activities, along enjoying the outside and the wildlife and Alaska scenery. He loves to travel and has particular interest in Asia. He speaks Mandarin and wants to live in China for a while. And after he graduates with his bachelor's in international business, with his soon-to-be wife, I assume that she knows that, who also speaks Mandarin. Joshua has always felt the responsibility to be involved in government and keeping Alaska the great frontier. So please join me in welcoming him.
Senator Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm honored to have a guest page today, Jessica Petty. And Jessica, if you could come forward, thank you. She's from Nocatee on Prince of Wales Island. She's 16 years old and is homeschooled, which allowed her to join us today. She thinks a career in law or politics might be in her future. She has a very unique opportunity this past year to volunteer for the Nocatee Bay Shellfish Nursery, and it is a community organization that sells oyster spat, or the baby oysters, all over the state. So she kept them fed and helped them pack them for sale. So please help me welcome Jessica to our body. Pleasure to introduce Candy Hempel from Nocatee Bay, who is Jessica's grandmother, and she manages the community-owned Nocatee Bay Shellfish Nursery and is the Nocatee representative on the Prince of Wales Community Advisory Council, better known as PowCAC. So let's give her a warm welcome.
Representative Costello.
Gallery, Dean Paul and Rick Nelson. They are both here with the Governor's Council on Disabilities and Special Education, advocating for people with disabilities. And I wanted to mention that Rick is the chair-elect of the council. He's a senior at UAA, and you cannot find a more pleasant, outgoing, and enthusiastic advocate for people with disabilities. Please help me welcome them.
Representative Herron.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker, and thank you. I also have a guest. Monica is in the Warren A. Taylor Gallery. I've known Monica, well, she was very young when I first met her, but Monica Poe James, grew up in Bethel, and she is the president of Ulista Holding Company, which is a subsidiary of Chilisa. Please welcome Monica to our chambers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have two constituents that I would like to introduce today. The first is Hannah Davis. Hannah is working with us this session as a page. This is her third year at the Capitol working as a page. She enjoys serving at the Capitol and being a part of the action, and we appreciate you being here. When she's not working, she enjoys baking and dancing. She loves to run, and she has been lately preparing for the half marathon, which she intends to complete in August. So please help me welcome Hannah. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I also would like to welcome Colt Franklin. Colt is here. He is a resident of my district, lives in the Auk Bay area. He's lived in the Juneau area for many years, for over 20 years. He's currently a student at Brigham Young University in Idaho, majoring in economics and political science. He enjoys reading and nature, and he very much enjoys being a part of the process, the government process, and looks forward to contributing to the community. Please help me welcome Colt. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today I'd like to ask the body to welcome Mr. David Flynn. He comes to us from Delta Junction. He is the legislative chair on the Governor's Council on Disabilities and Special Education. He was appointed by the governor in 2011 to a seat reserved for an Alaskan with relatives who require special education. He is the father of two children with disabilities and is a missile defense contracting engineer at Fort Greely. He's also president of the Deltana Community Services Partnership and a registered professional engineer in British Columbia. I might add that we convinced him to move to the United States. Currently applying for a comedy in Alaska. Graduate of the University of British Columbia with a degree in civil engineering. Please help me welcome Mr. David Flynn.
Speaker, I'd like to introduce a young man who was very anxious to be introduced today, not a guest because he's going to be hanging around for another 80 days, but he gets to come in for a little bit from outside, hails from the Chugiak portion of my district, the youngest son of Rex and Linda Shattuck, somebody I've known since he was a young man. He's please forgive him for any sins of like helping me on my campaign, and he's also a smart kid. I hired him to work for me during one of the periods between session. Like the young lady who's running the half marathon, he's working on his college on the installment plan too. Now attending Utah Valley University, and we'll be going to Brigham Young's campus in Idaho. Fine young man. He also appreciates genetics. His father works in the building, but he is very fortunate to resemble his mother. Colin Shattuck.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's my pleasure to introduce another page this morning, Ben Grammel, if he'll step up. Ben's a lifelong Juneauite, proud of his local and Alaskan roots. Last June, he graduated from Western Oregon, earning his bachelor's in political science. He's enjoying his life in the Capitol. He's thinking about further education and, you know, whether to do that or abscond on an adventure to a foreign country in distant lands. He enjoys hiking and skiing and straying off the beaten path regardless of the season. So here's the thing that worries me about this. He's also published. He's a published author, and he's working on another novel. So be careful. Anyway, welcome, Ben.
I would like to introduce one of my new staff that's in the Paradovich Gallery. It's Sherry Klein Enright. She is from Ketchikan, and she has been in the last several years working in the area of financial investment, and she's now with me and is doing a very good job. Oh, she's gone. She was there just a second ago. Oh, that's too bad. Well, anyway, she's a member of my staff.
There are no messages from the governor, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any messages from the other body?
There are no messages from the other body.
Are there any communications?
The following were received from the Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education and the Alaska Student Loan Corporation 2012 Annual Report, from the Department of Environmental Conservation, Division of Spill Prevention and Response, Oil and Hazardous Substance Release Prevention and Response Fund Biennial Report, and from the Department of Labor and Workforce Development, Alaska Occupational Safety and Health Strategic and Performance Plans, FY 2012 Achievement Report, and the FY 2013 Annual Performance Plan. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any reports of standing committees?
There are no reports of standing committees.
Are there any reports of special committees?
There are no reports of special committees.
Brings us to the introduction of citations or resolutions. Are there any citations or resolutions for introduction?
Honoring Cameron Leonard by Senator Coghill. Honoring Herb Diedrichsen by Senator Studman. In memoriam, Isabella Brady by Senator Studman. In memoriam, Rose Marie De Lima by Senator Bishop. House Concurrent Resolution Number 1 by Representatives Stoltz, Hughes, Gaddis, Keller, Newman, Thompson, Herron, and Costello relating to the establishment and operation of a State Food Resource Development Working Group.
It will be referred to the House Special Committee on Economic Development, Trade, and Tourism, and the Resource Committee.
House Joint Resolution Number 4 by Representative Millett urging the President of the United States to rescind 23 executive orders related to regulation of firearms and urging the United States Congress to refrain from passing legislation that restricts the right of individuals to keep and bear arms.
We refer to the Judiciary Committee.
I have no further citations or resolutions for introduction.
Are there any bills for introduction?
Sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 54 by Representatives Guerra and Thompson, Millett, Tuck, and Wilson, entitled An Act Relating to the Identification, Location, and Notification of Specified Family Members and Family Friends of a Child Who is in State Custody.
Be referred to the Health and Social Services Committee and the Judiciary Committee.
House Bill 84 by Representative Sadler, entitled An Act Relating to Applying Military Education, Training, and Service Credit to Occupational Licensing and Certain Post-Secondary Education and Employment Training Requirements, Providing for a Temporary Occupational License for Qualified Military Service Members and Providing for an Effective Date.
Be referred to the Labor and Commerce and Finance Committee.
I have no further bills for introduction.
Brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Will the clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
There is a citation on today's calendar.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House approve the citation on today's calendar.
Hearing no objections, citation on today's calendar is approved. Is there any unfinished business? Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the following members be excused from the call of the House on the following dates and times. Representative Osterman, 6 p.m. on January 24th to 10 a.m. on February 4th. Representative Costello, noon today, January 24th to 8 a.m. on January 27th. Representative Gaddis, 10:50 a.m. on February 22nd to 10 p.m. on February 24th. Representative Curtula, 11:30 a.m. on January 30th to 9 p.m. on February 5th. And Representative Ledoux, 8 a.m. on January 25th to 8 a.m. on January 27th.
Hearing no objections, those members will be shown as excused on the dates and times indicated by the Majority Leader. Any other unfinished business? Committee announcements. Other announcements. Special orders. Representative Curtula.
The topic is World Quest.
Representative Curtula.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow night, the Juneau World Affairs Council is hosting a really fun event, and it's called the World Quest, but it's really a huge trivia contest that members of the community, this body, the other body, all participate in. And dinner and silent auction is held, and it's just an excellent time to come test your brain against other people with great knowledge of geography, math, history. The member from District 27 and I tried it 1 year, and you know, if I hadn't listened to him so much, I think we would have done better. But having said that, we had a really great time. And yeah, that wasn't true. But anyway, I really invite you all to come down 6 p.m. tomorrow at Centennial Hall. It's a really fun event. The member of the other body that is representing my area is going to be emceeing. So that's also a lot of fun. So I hope you all come join us. You don't have to be a member of a team. You can just come down and you can find a team and have a good time. Thank you.
Any other special orders? Representative Tuck.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My subject is Made in America.
Representative Tuck.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Recently, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers had a convention in Canada, in Vancouver, and I was surprised to open up a drawer in my hotel room to find that they had a label in there that said, proudly made in Canada. And so I couldn't help myself, so I went looking around in my hotel, and all the furniture that I saw in there was made in Canada. And then I went over across the street at Sears to go pick up some stuff that I'd forgotten to take with me. And they actually had a Made in Canada clothing line that was right there in the Sears department store. And then later on, I heard a radio ad about an insurance company that was proudly owned in Canada. And so I was thinking about what pride they had for their own country to be able to advertise and making sure that people are buying Made in Canada. So I want to encourage all of us here to buy Made in America, show the pride that we have for our economy, for our American jobs and American workers, and even for the purposes of national security. You don't want to rely on another country for your food supply, and you do not want to rely on another country for your manufacturing of physical goods. I mean, that's one of the reasons why we were able to do so well in the wars that we've had in the past, is we were able to produce tanks, planes, ships, and so on and so forth. So as we look into doing things for the legislative body, I would also want to encourage that we have pins and apparel and those items too that are made in America. So thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Permission to speak on Never Enough.
Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We introduced our pages today and guest pages today, and we appreciate them so much. And I want to single out our Sergeant of Arms, who's been with us now for quite some time, Michaela. But everyone does a great job here, and it is a thankless job, and they sit around and just things automatically happen, and we don't spend a lot of time thinking about how they happen. Michaela is a somewhat of a taskmaster and make sure that things happen on time, and you know, your water's filled and your paper's here. And I would just like one more time to say thank you to our pages. Towards the end of session, we may do it again, but right now they're feeling pretty good about it. So we'll work them a little harder. So just another thank you to our pages.
Representative Isaacson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Permission to speak on
Made in Alaska.
Representative Isaacson.
Thank you. I appreciate the comments of our representative from down south in District 22, which reminds us in the Fairbanks area we have a buy local campaign because we find that a lot of our economy is being shipped out of state and out of our local area. But we can really support our economies, and sometimes it's millions, sometimes it's even greater, if we just buy things that are also made local. We could support our neighbors and our friends and people throughout the state by and develop our manufacturing ability if we remember to look at that little symbol that says Made in Alaska. And if you it goes from agriculture to our honey products, as representative to my right often speaks about, and it goes into manufactured goods. So just be looking for that. Support our local enterprise and commerce in the state. And as important as it is to shop American-made, it's even more important to us in the development of a state to shop Alaska. Thanks.
Any other special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand at adjournment until Monday, January 28th at 11 a.m.
There being no objection, the House will adjourn until 11 a.m. Monday, January 28th. We're adjourned.